You're listening to SBS News.
Labor's outraged at the decision to set July the 28th as the date for 5 by-elections, the most held on a single day since Federation in 1901. The Speaker of the House, Liberal MP Tony Smith, set the date on Thursday's final sitting day of the week. The Saturday chosen in July is also the final day of Labor's National Conference, which happens every 3 years. Labor Party President Mark Butler has told the ABC it's a partisan decision designed to disadvantage Labor candidates in the by-elections.
Well, this is quite uncharted territory, I think, for the Australian democracy. Malcolm Turnbull has disenfranchised that 500,000 people from the political process for at least a month longer than needed be the case.
But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is rejecting those allegations. He's told journalists on the New South Wales Central Coast the date was set after independent advice from the Australian Electoral Commission.
The by-election date is set by the Speaker, and as you know, he set it following advice from the Australian Electoral Commission. So it will ensure that the people that are re-elected, in those by-elections will be able to take their seats in the Parliament when it resumes in the August sittings.
Moreover, Mr Turnbull says Labor could have avoided the clash if several of its members with dual citizenship concerns had resigned, like Coalition MPs did last year.
Why are the by-elections being held in July? Why are they being held in 2018? They're being held now because Bill Shorten did not do the right thing by the Australian people and by the Constitution and ensure that his ineligible members resigned last year.
The by-elections are the result of 5 resignations. 3 Labor MPs and independent South Australian Rebecca Sharkey, all dual citizens, resigned earlier this month. Labor's Tim Hammond also resigned from his Perth seat for family reasons. Mark Butler's apologised again on the ABC and says Labor's considering its options.
Obviously, we're sorry about that, but the government of the day has a responsibility to put in place arrangements as soon as possible that ensure that the people in those electorates are enfranchised as quickly as possible. We are not going to hold a national conference during by-elections in 5 different electorates across the country.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's ready for by-elections whenever they're called, but the government could set them for an earlier date.
And I don't know what it is with this Prime Minister and long elections. He seems to love them. I think everyone's surprised and sceptical that the Prime Minister is clearly running away from the judgment of the Australian people. It doesn't take 12, 13 weeks to hold a by-election.
Meanwhile, the face of Parliament has changed again at the end of the week with New South Wales Green Senator Lee Rhiannon announcing she will retire in August. She'll be leaving 10 months before her term's due to expire to open the way for State Greens politician Maureen Faruqi. Senator Rhiannon has been controversial in the party. She lost her pre-selection spot last year and had been expelled from Greens party room decisions after undermining one of the party's policies last year. The senator's told SBS it was her decision to resign, but she had a parting warning for her Greens colleagues.
Try to misrepresent people's position by having off-the-record chats to journalists is bad politics. It's bad politics, and it's certainly not the way to conduct oneself in public life. We should be working together. Yes, we'll have differences, but let's work that out so we go forward as a progressive party with a clear left agenda for this country.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.